What are the big needs right now from your perspective?
You know, right now, from our perspective, so much of what is still having to happen is getting people out of houses where the creeks are still washing stuff away. We're kind of turning our building into a donation center, command center, where we're going to be hopefully in the next couple of days sending people into houses as the water recedes so that we can get in and start helping people just tear wet sheetrock and wet flooring out of the house so that we can prevent mold and those sorts of things. From a needs perspective, obviously prayer for those who are helping and for those who've been affected. The need for funds is going to be there over the next several months just because I think the recovery is going to take a long time. Entire neighborhoods and entire areas, the contents of the house are going to be out waiting to be picked up for the trash. So, I mean, it's just going to be a lot of stuff that's going to have to be done to get people back into their houses. It seems like yesterday that we would hear about a shelter about every 30 minutes, new shelter that's opened up because here's a shelter for people to go. It's got room for 300 people. Well, then, you know, 30 minutes later, it's full. We can't go there anymore. The need for shelter is just pretty amazing to think of that many people displaced.
I understand your pastor's out on a boat rescuing, right? Part of the Cajun Navy.
Oh, yeah. So my buddy Jeff is one of our pastors here at the church. His wife is actually from Louisiana, full Cajun girl, and she's been on the horn talking, kind of dispatching different boats to get out there. So it's been great to see, man. We've probably had 12 to 15 guys from our church that have just been civilians out with their kayaks, out with their small motor boats, finding boats from friends out there in the water, getting people from houses. I think one of the first guys Jeff and them got to yesterday was a paralyzed guy who was with his wife, and they were just at the house kind of alone, had no way to get out, and they got in, got him out. And so, yeah, it's just been kind of story after story like that.
Kevin, would you just take a minute here, just pray for the good work of the church and ministries there and for the real needs, and pray that you know, God will be gracious in the midst of this.
Father, would you be with our city? God, would you be with those who have been affected here in the Houston area? God, would you help us that we might care for our neighbors? God, would you remove from our hearts any sense of disinterest or apathy? And God, would you help us to see those around us as our neighbors who are in need of our help? And so, Father, thank you for those, even this morning, God, that many who are interested and want to help and have been calling and are trying to figure out how to send people. And God, would you provide those avenues for people, for resources? And God, would you be glorified as the church serves those around them in ways that are astounding to our neighbors, in ways that reveal and show how you have so greatly served us through your Son. So would you save many people today, save their lives? Would you shine your glory forward in this city and to those who need to know you through this? So we pray all this in Christ's amazing name.